Football on Off the Ball.
I had a 2-year plan to get back to the Premier Division, and when Shelburne came knocking, I couldn't say no, so...
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Mac Hansen on the conclusions his Ireland teammates have drawn from their defeat to the All Blacks. We hear from the Argentina camp too, as they look to inflict more pain on Ireland, and the near-death experience of former France head coach Mark Leverman. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Mac Hansen believes Ireland did not put the best representation of themselves on the field against the All Blacks. They welcome Argentina to the Aviva Stadium on Friday night, with Ireland looking to avoid back-to-back home defeats for the first time since 2013. Hansen says there's been some honest chats among the squad since Friday night, and they want to reclaim their mental resilience against the Pumas.
Kind of just more test each other on our mental resilience, I guess. You know, there's a lot of times where we've been really good at that and best in the world at it, really. Kind of getting back to level, getting back to zero and then playing on regardless of what's been happening in the games. We felt that maybe we let just a few key moments slip on the weekend. So going to look to kind of nullify that. And yeah, just it's a new week, so it's exciting.
The Connacht winger pinpointed one element of their performance that has to improve.
Yeah, I think the hard bit was it was a lot of like unforced errors really for us. It wasn't like we were getting our roles wrong or anything like that. It was just silly penalties that, like, we're a team that's really good at keeping our penalties down. Like, that's a big strong point of our game, not giving away these stupid penalties, not giving teams access. We're great with ball in hand. It was just one of those weeks where everything just didn't seem to go our way. I remember like myself getting a tap back and a tap back straight in their hands and they making a break and running away. Little things like that. You have days like that, unfortunately. And looking back at it, it's not an excuse at all. We're not saying, look, it's one of those days. Let's not review it. Like, we reviewed it hard, reviewed it as a tough loss, which it was. But coming out of the review, we know that, like, that's just not us. That's not our mentality. And we've got to kind of reel that back in and can't stay too focused on it now. Now we've got to move on and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Hansen says they've blocked out all the outside noise regarding that All Blacks result.
No, I've seen some things and people saying that the rivalry is dead now. It's, you know, people forget very quickly we beat them twice in a row and the rivalry wasn't dead then, was it? So they've got the last two, but we've got a good win rate over them. So people are always very eager to try and jump on you when you're down, but it was the exact same with the lads in South Africa. Nobody gave them a hope after that first test. What happens? They come back and win it. So that's the best thing about this group is the outside noise. That's all it is. It's outside noise. No one actually knows what goes on in here and how hard we work and how resilient of a group we are. So people can chat away. The people that know us know that it was just, unfortunately, it was one of those weeks, but we're ready to bounce back.
And despite the result, what was the occasion like for you and having family there as well?
It was great. It was, I was very nervous. I said it was, sort of felt like it was my first cap again, just kind of being away for so long and coming back in. I remember it was probably just as nervous as that day. But as soon as it all went off, that's another thing about playing with this group is so many guys get around you and make my job a whole lot easier as well. I just got so many world-class players that it was pretty seamless to kind of just jump back in and get on with things, so I didn't really have to think about it too much.
And Hansen says Ireland are ready to display the best version of themselves this weekend.
Probably the worst about it is how excited and how ready we felt for it. And there's just a few key moments that we kind of let slip. And we were really ready for that game. It felt like it anyway. So to for it to go the way it did was and turn into the game it was, like, it wasn't really an exciting spectacle that I think everyone's kind of used to, you know. So that's more the thing we'd be upset about most is, you know, the rugby we play is such a good brand. It's exciting and people love it and people want to see it. That was the most disappointing. Probably was just wasn't us, really. As I said, it just wasn't how we've been playing for the last 4 or 5 years, really.
Puma's attack coach Kendrick Lynn says they must be wary of an Ireland side looking to put forward a response on Friday.
I think we're a team that's starting to grow, to understand what we're capable of doing. growing in confidence, growing in self-belief. And we're at the stage where we're capable of putting on performances like we did against Italy, but the next growth is being able to do that consistently against top teams, and also growing depth in our squad. And in terms of Ireland, well, we know with them that for a start they're going to be better than they were last week. They've had an extra week together. I think they'll be a little bit more clinical than what they were. We understand that this is a big challenge, and for us it's going to be really just concentrating on bringing a consistent preparation for us and then leading into another consistent performance on Friday.
While there have been some notable World Cup losses to Argentina, Ireland have never succumbed to the South American side during an autumn international. Puma's lock Juan Martin Gonzalez believes things will be tough for them on Friday night.
Yeah, it's true that they didn't perform as really well against All Blacks. But, yeah, you know that they lost their last game. So I think that they are coming, like, with more strength. So that is one thing. And it's really hard to play here in Ireland. The stadium is going to be amazing. All the people is going to be crazy. But for us, that is good. We like that challenge.
There's plenty of crossover, of course, between the sides, with Argentina coached by legendary former Leinster out half Felipe Contepomi. The bulk of the Ireland squad is hewn from the Leinster ranks, and Lynn was asked about the similarity between their attacks.
Yeah, it is very similar. Their attacks been like that for the last couple of years. They've built in pretty well. They're a high work rate team. They like to hold on to the ball for long periods of time, build pressure that way. Like there are similarities, especially in the shapes that we play. And I think with the player type as well, how we're trying to beat teams on the attack. Mm-hmm. I think with us, what we're trying to do is just keep doubling down on the Argentinian DNA and trying to add that into our game week on week. And hopefully we can bring that on Friday. And you know, like some of the stuff that we did in broken play and against Italy, if we can bring that on fire, it'll help.
And could you describe that DNA, please?
Willing to have a go, willing to play free, ability to see space, and no matter really the situation or where you are on the field, but backing yourself to give it a good crack.
The Springboks will be leaning on the inside information of Gerry Flannery for this weekend's test with England. Flannery worked as defence coach for four seasons at Harlequins, working with now England out half Marcus Smith. Box attack coach Tony Brown says they'll be tapping up the former Munster hooker, now South Africa's defence coach, of course, for ways to stop Smith from performing this weekend. Meanwhile, Box scrum half Cobus Reinach has hailed the influence of Tony Brown, who joined Razzie Erasmus' backroom staff earlier this year.
Yeah, absolutely loving it. Tony came in and changed the way we see attack, and taught us how to be brave on attack, and how the nine, we as nines can now scoot a little bit and take the ball 1, 2, 3 steps before we make a decision who to hit. And it's nice to have the ball in your hands and not just pass it off the deck all the time. So yeah, it's been... Everyone's bought in, and it's been really, really good for us.
And the Kiwi is enjoying the challenge of improving the back-to-back world champions.
Yeah, I think for me it's been a great 6 months from an attack point of view. I think we've made a lot of progress. I think the players are really buying into what I'm selling, I suppose, or what I'm trying to drive. And the biggest thing for me around attacking with the Springboks is we've still got to attack the way that the Springboks play the game, which is really physical. It's on top of the gain line. I'm never ever going to come in and teach the Springboks to play like the All Blacks, for instance. I'm going to teach the Springboks to attack like Springboks, and I think we're slowly understanding what that looks like. And 100% come this time next year, we've got to improve a massive amount as well. So we've always got to keep evolving, and luckily for myself, Rossi's been giving me the opportunity to do that with the team.
England wing Tommy Freeman has given his backing to under-fire head coach Steve Borthwick, and Freeman believes they can make the necessary improvements in the wake of their defeat to the Wallabies.
Obviously, it was the width of a post, and if we caught the kickoff, that's kind of the fine margins we're working under. Obviously, we don't want to ever be conceding 40 points to Twickenham. There's a few areas in that transition zone defensively, but yeah, we'll be looking to look through that and correct those. We've probably, from the outside, have got this perception of being the underdogs. I think we're kind of focusing on ourselves. We know if we deliver our game plan and we give 100% effort, we know we'll get the result. I think they'll definitely move the ball around a lot more. I think we've had a look at that, but yeah, we'll stick to our game plan, let them play theirs, and we'll rip in as much as we can.
France have suffered a double injury blow ahead of their clash with the All Blacks on Saturday night. Flanker Francois Crow, who started last weekend's 52 points to 12 defeat of Japan, and Damien Penaud, who was a late withdrawal through illness, are out of this weekend's game. Penaud has returned to his club Bordeaux with a virus and may also miss France's game with Argentina next week. Crow sustained a concussion against the Brave Blossoms and is likely once again to be replaced by Paul Boudon. A head injury has also cost Sam Kane the chance of redemption at the Stade de France following his sending off at the same venue in last year's World Cup final. His fellow back rower, Wallace Setiti, says Kane's absence will be keenly felt come Saturday.
Yeah, he's a big loss for us this weekend. He holds a lot of respect in our team. He's a strong figure in our team and in our country. And so to not have him out there is going to be a big loss for us in terms of leadership as well as experience. And yeah, look, it's just something that we're going to have to deal with, and we'll try our best to do him justice in his absence. So.
Sam's coming up to his international retirement. He didn't play for the Chiefs this year, but what were your sort of first experiences with him?
Oh, I think it's when I went in for my first preseason with the Chiefs. Someone that's, you know, calm-headed, loves to chat as well, so it was really easy getting along with him, and just somebody you gravitate towards, somebody that you would follow into war with, and somebody, you know, would die for. So he's just a good person first and foremost, and then and his leadership is just top notch. So.
Any key lessons that he's given you, either as a rugby player or just as a professional rugby player?
Yeah, I think just to enjoy the moment, take a step back and look at the situation for what it is, and you know, he's really been driving that for me, and keeping my feet on the ground and really just enjoy the moment. So.
All Blacks assistant coach Scott Hansen has also revealed what they've learned from that France performance against Japan.
The style of the French, their ability to apply pressure through their set piece, also how they control the area of the field to create their attack in the right areas, the influence that Dupont has on the game, just the fantastic athletes they have right through where we know we're in for a massive challenge. We thought Japan were really brave against France, but the French physicality and flair was too much for them in the end.
Mason Grady will miss the rest of Wales' autumn campaign. The Cardiff winger lasted just 18 minutes of Sunday's defeat to Fiji, and it's now been confirmed he requires surgery on the ankle injury sustained in that game. Warren Gatland has opted against calling up a replacement, with Wales hosting the Wallabies this weekend. The Investec Champions Cup and the Challenge Cup finals are to return to Lyon in 2027. The Telegraph first reported that the city's Groupama Stadium will host finals weekend for the second time in its history. Just over 58,000 were in attendance when Saracens beat Racing in the Champions Cup final the last time it was played in Lyon in 2016. Montpellier beat Harlequins that weekend to win the Challenge Cup. Lyon has beaten competition from Rome to stage the finals weekend in 2027. This season, of course, concludes at Cardiff's Principality Stadium, with Bilbao's San Mamés on hosting duty in 2026. Former France international and head coach Marc Livremont has shared details of a brush with death. The 56-year-old was the victim of a paragliding accident on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion. Livremont's chute became snagged on a branch 1,000 metres above the ground yesterday. It took almost 3 hours to rescue the former Perpignan flanker, who was eventually roped up and taken to safety by helicopter. Livremont suffered just cuts and bruises from the incident. And finally, a trio of ex-Ireland internationals have been confirmed as part of the coaching tickets for the upcoming Celtic Challenge. Women's national talent coach for Connacht, Larissa Muldoon, and former prop Leah Lyons will work with Dennis Fogarty with the Clovers, while the Wolfhounds will be able to tap into the rugby IQ of Maz Riley under head coach Neil Alcorn. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.